This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day to you. Shout outs to everybody listening. It doesn't matter where you're at. The United States of America, North America as a whole. Shout outs to my friends in Toronto, my friends in Dallas, Houston, Las Vegas. Going to be giving Las Vegas a special holler tomorrow. California, New York, Boston, Ohio, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Coast to coast, I'm glad to be here with you on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. You can listen on your local station, as I said, the freeradio.com app, cbssportsradio.com. Plenty of places to listen, plenty of places to participate. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Okay, these are challenging times. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Okay, I'm going to be rocking with you for the next 3 hours. Okay, we just had a great conversation, and thank you so much to my main man, a colleague, Sekou Smith of NBA TV and NBA.com, also a host of the Hang Time podcast, for breaking down the return of the NBA. I mean, this is something that we've been looking forward to, talking about when are we going to get our sports back. Well, the NBA, they went forward and they put together a plan. We're going to see those 22 games or 22 teams, excuse me. They're going to play 8 regular season games. We have some play-in teams or play-in games for the final spot. So we're going to see teams like New Orleans and Phoenix get an opportunity to get into that 8th slot. And then we're going to traditionally go into the playoffs. So that's something I'm looking forward to. And as Sekou Smith said, you know, safety is paramount. Nobody wants to see an NBA season start up and things fall apart because of testing or a matter of health. We want to see everybody stay healthy all across the board, all across just all sports, including Major League Baseball, if they can get their act together. I don't have too much confidence. So that was the larger story, or that I would say that is the first story that I saw today. And the second story that I saw, which just maybe I don't even know. It made me go, did I just see that? Did I just hear this correctly? And it happened to be from Drew Brees. I saw the comments, as I'm pretty sure you have, of a future NFL Hall of Famer. Let's call him Saints legend. Drew Brees. One of the best and one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. Come through and just make a wild statement. He was chatting it up with Yahoo Finance earlier today, and he was asked about what's going on in the world. He was asked about Colin Kaepernick kneeling. And, you know, I want you to hear what Drew Brees had to say when asked about kneeling when he was on Yahoo Finance. My main man, Stu, let the folks hear.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better, and that we are all part of the solution.
Oh, where do I start? And I want to give some background. I know there are plenty of you out there who are familiar with me at this point, having been on the air here for several months. There are plenty of you who might be tuning in who are hearing me for the first time. Okay? I am, as you can might be able to tell or hear, maybe you can't, I'm an African-American male. Okay? I am originally from New York City, where I did part-time on WFAN. I came down to Atlanta, Georgia, and worked on a morning show on the number one hip-hop and R&B station, V103. I've worked in sports for the past 10-plus years, building my own company and own brand called JR Sport Brief, where I wanted to go out and pretty much just online. I built an audience and following where more than 80 million people have watched me online. And it's a pleasure to be right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So everything that I've done has been built on me expressing my opinions in the world of sports and in soliciting the opinions of those who listen. I've been around the world multiple times, plenty of countries, been able to go ahead and look at different perspectives. And the one thing that you really learn is a lot of times, even for someone like me who is paid to give his opinions, a lot of times, most times, it's also more important to listen. You can go ahead and you can form opinions. You can say, this is how this makes me feel. And sports is very particular. Because I look at people in sports media and I say, damn, that guy killed that guy verbally. That seems a little personal outside of what goes on in between the lines. But I must tell you, I'm not surprised. But I am almost embarrassed for Drew Brees. Because what Drew Brees described as disrespect to the American flag, to the United States of America, his statement was actually disrespectful in and of itself. And I know there are plenty of people out there who go, oh, no, he's entitled to his opinion. You're damn right he is. Drew Brees is entitled to his opinion. There is nothing wrong, zero, zip, nada, zilch. There is nothing wrong with Drew Brees saying, when I put my hand on my heart, I think about my grandfathers who served in the United States of America. There is nothing wrong with Drew Brees thinking that, oh, maybe there's something wrong when they do that. But for Drew Brees to say that the act of kneeling is disrespectful completely misses the point. It is disrespectful in his own right, in his own way, to say that we have a problem here in the United States of America, which he's done. He's verbally said it. He's put up posts on Instagram where he's supporting black folks and unity and future equality. But then on the other side of his mouth, he can say that how they want to go ahead and protest, how they want to make their voices heard, is disrespectful. And I must tell Drew Brees something. I don't know if this has gone over his head, if he's missed it. And I tweeted this out. I shared this on my Instagram. Drew Brees, his grandparents weren't the only people to serve in the military. The flag and the feelings that Drew Brees gets when he thinks about the flag of the United States of America, that palpitation that he gets in his heart, those same tears that he said make him just the tears that want to flow down his face. There are plenty of Americans. There are plenty of Black Americans. There are plenty of African Americans here in the United States of America who have those heart palpitations, who have those tears flow down their face, because what that flag is supposed to represent doesn't. The values that the flag is supposed to represent is supposed to be equality and equal for all. And it doesn't. There are plenty of veterans. There are plenty of people who have served this country who are not alive today, including my grandfather, who go and serve the United States of America, come back, and get a raw deal. And yes, there are plenty. We need to do a better job taking care of all of our vets across the board, Black or white. But the treatment of Black Americans when they come back to the United States of America, it's not the same. They come back to a country that in most cases, they were overseas upholding values, but they come home to a country that would not spit on them if they were on fire. So I don't know how this goes over Drew Brees' head, but it's rather ignorant. Because the whole idea of the flag, the whole idea of the Constitution is to preach equality. What good is it if you go ahead and write statements on paper? What good is it if you say this flag, this emblem right here is what we represent? What good is it if it doesn't apply to all like it says? You know, I made a point earlier today. I put an Instagram video up, a YouTube video, and I said, you know what? If I go out and create a daycare and I invite kids, 100 kids to the neighborhood, just everybody in the neighborhood entrust me with their children, and I create rules and bylaws, and this is what I'm going to do to ensure the safety of your children. Come to my daycare. And I just pick 5 kids, and I say, I'm going to treat them different. They can go when it's time to use the restroom. Hey, go out the back door. When it's time to eat a meal, you can wait until we have some scraps. You know what my rules and my bylaws, you know what they're worth? Not a damn thing. And for a lot of people in the United States of America, folks don't listen. They don't want to listen. They don't want to rock their own apple cart. They can't find enough empathy to listen to the real message and not take on the distractions of kneeling, not take on the distractions of what the American flag means. It can mean something to you and mean something totally different to somebody else. Listen to the message. A man can kneel in silent protest and be called a son of a bitch. On the opposite end, someone can make noise. Someone can be vocal and verbal like LeBron James and say and be told to shut up and dribble. So I find what Drew Brees to say or said, he's well within his right. However you feel about the American flag is well within your right. But Drew Brees, you are equally disrespectful when you ignore the depth of what the actual problem is. And that's equality. That's racism. Those are blaring issues that are here in the United States of America. And I understand the question he was asked was about kneeling. I get it. He didn't have to go 8 steps deep in and show how tone deaf he was by talking about the act of it as disrespect. Look at what that flag is. Look at what it means. And look at the disrespect that has been showed to people, slaves and immigrants who have helped build this country, but cannot reap all of the rewards and benefits that have been built off of their back. Please, Drew Brees, tell me how that is not disrespectful. And we've had plenty of athletes today come out and talk about how tone deaf he is. Michael Thomas, who I think is a motor mouth, doesn't shut up. His own teammate, he doesn't know any better. LeBron James has come out and said, well, what are you talking about? Richard Sherman. Even Malcolm Jenkins, who just signed a 4-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. One of the lead folks on the Players Coalition in the NFL. This is what Malcolm Jenkins had to say on his own Instagram. Listen up.
Our communities are under siege and we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those, and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
Now, that was Malcolm's thoughts. Those are his feelings. And he said he felt that way. He pulled the video down. He said he didn't want that to get kind of headlined and blasted out, but he still feels that way. Okay, even Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers put in his 2 cents, and he said on Instagram, a few years ago, we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never been about an anthem or a flag. Not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. Now, I never thought I'd agree with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is correct. So is Richard Sherman. So is LeBron James. So is everyone else who's pretty much standing up for what's right. And this is not a matter of dismissing Drew Brees' opinion. He's well within his right to feel how he feels. But don't call it disrespect. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Steven Jackson, who knew George Floyd, pretty much said, you're either with the cause or you're against it. And until the United States of America, until that flag actually stands for the equality that it's supposed to, I agree with Malcolm Jenkins. Drew Brees should shut up. And he's going to have some work to do in that locker room for players, plenty, and ex-teammates who have spoken up and out against him. The phone lines are open. The phone lines are very full right now as well. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is one of the few places on sports radio in the country you're going to hear Pop Smoke. Okay, we're talking about Drew Brees, the comments he made earlier this afternoon on Yahoo Finance. He said taking a knee is disrespectful. And unfortunately, that's not the point. Why is this being brought up? This is a distraction. Don't get caught up in the distractions. Don't get caught up in the diversions. Don't miss the real point. Don't miss what Colin Kaepernick took a knee for. Listen to what came out of his mouth. Equality. How many more instances of it do you need to see that it doesn't exist? And if you've seen these instances on a camera phone, how many of these instances of inequality do you think take place day to day? Systemic racism is real. It permeates through society. It's 400 years due. Imagine playing a game and already starting behind and being told, well, you hit a three-pointer. But what does it matter when the score is 100 to 10? The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Let's go ahead and talk to Manny. Manny's calling up from Flushing, Queens. Manny, what's on your mind?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm here with you, Manny. What you thinking?
I'm good. I'm good. I want to talk about this Drew Brees comment. I think, to be honest with you, I think you, like you said, I just think he's misinformed. Because he's misinformed because this wasn't about the flag. It's about what's going on in society when it comes to racism in America. And it's sad that Drew Brees would say, my grandfather's died for this country. Well, you're not, Drew Brees. Your grandpa is one of the only ones in our country. I mean, soldiers, I mean, particularly black soldiers fought for our country throughout the war, Civil War up to right now, but yet they were still treated unfairly. I mean, this is not about the flag. This is basically, you're basically hijacking what Colin Kaepernick is talking about. It's about racism, injustices towards minorities by police brutality. That's it.
Well, thank you, Manny, for calling up from Flushing, Queens in New York. You be well, Manny.
Thank you. Good night.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to Todd in Green Bay. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot to this story. You know, Drew Brees knelt back in 16 with his team. And the thing that really is disappointing is that the players in the NFL did not carry on that 16 solidarity. And that's the thing that really kind of struck me, like, why isn't there more people still doing it until now, and now it's a big deal? I mean, there's so much that you just said in that first 15 minutes of this that is so true, and I'm a white man, and it needs to start. It needs to start in schools. It needs to start in the poverty areas that black people grow up in. It needs to be done. I mean, our government needs to step in on both sides, Democrat and Republican, and say enough is enough. A child should not have to grow up. I mean, I go into Milwaukee from Green Bay, and I see segregation. And I go down into areas where there's restaurants in the black community, and I go, why does it look so run down? Why is this fair? I mean, that is really what you're saying. What you said is it's racism, and we need to change it, and we need to have schools in every school from first grade on teach bias education and say, this may be a white school, but you, in your future, will come across a black man or a black woman or a black child. And this is how you treat everyone. And until people get educated, until our government wakes up, and both sides come together and say, enough is enough, because this is going to take time over generations.
It is. But it is, Todd. You have a very good point. And you know what? It is about education. It is about having a fair shake. And the reality is, and I appreciate you calling up from Green Bay, Todd. I wish you well. Thank you so much. You know, there is an education, but it shouldn't start in the schools. It should start at home. These are habits and things that children absorb these things when they're young. How they go about interacting with people who don't look like them. So there's plenty of education that needs to be made. There's plenty of evening out that needs to be done. And people can go ahead and say, oh, well, haven't we made progress? Define progress. Are we talking about real progress? Are we talking about laws that aren't implemented? Are we talking about idealism? Are we talking about reality? Because there's a lot of things that are supposed to happen that have not. Terrence in Georgia, please go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm good. You know, go ahead, Terrence. We're up against the news break, so I don't want to cut you.
Okay. All right. Drew Brees, like you said, is talking out of both sides of his mouth. The flag has nothing to do with this. You know, he's not the only one. See, he wasn't drafted into the service like I was and my brothers and so forth and so on and other people. You know, the first person that could get killed in the Revolutionary War was a black man. I bet you he doesn't know that. I bet you he doesn't know that. Christopher Addis. You know what I'm saying? But when you are blind and when you keep the blinders on, you won't see left or right. And right now, it seems to me like the blinders are being peeled off. Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Terrence, for calling up from Georgia. Our lines are full. Nicole, Robert, Mike, Toby, James, you are next up. We're talking about Drew Brees and the comments that he made earlier today just about disrespect. He said kneeling for the flag is disrespectful. And I don't think, and it's unfortunate, maybe he does. Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe Drew Brees doesn't understand how disrespectful his own comments were. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We will continue to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been discussing the comments earlier this afternoon regarding Drew Brees, who is well within his right to have his opinion on what the flag means to him. But to call it disrespectful, to pretty much imply what the flag should mean to someone else, is pretty ignorant. And Drew Brees has been hearing about it from his teammates, from people in other sports like LeBron James and Josh Hart, from other folks in the league. Malcolm Jenkins put in his own two cents and retracted it, but basically said, shut up. You know, this is and this is my own opinion, and this is the great part. Here on CBS Sports Radio, you can go ahead and get the free radio.com app, and you can rewind. You know, when I'm done with the show, you can go back and listen. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com. You can listen to all 4 hours. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. I gave you my thoughts. I think he's being disrespectful in return. You know, his grandparents weren't the only ones who served in the military, who weren't the only ones who served the country, but then were mistreated. Okay? The phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have Nicole from Atlanta on the line. Nicole, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm here, Nicole. What's up?
Hey, well, Drew Brees is the classic that you could be around black people and still not have a clue. I think the biggest thing that pisses me off is, like you said, he's not only is he totally tone deaf, but the world is on fire. I mean, globally, everybody is recognizing what's going on, and he's only concerned about the flag. I wish he would tell that to George Floyd's kids. You know, I wish he would have a conversation with them and tell them it's only about the flag. I think one thing that Drew Brees doesn't get is that we've had generals all day on every news outlet talking about how they condemn George Floyd's murder. And these are people who are retired, current generals. So I think if they can say that, and I'm sure they, too, love the flag, he could, you know, again, that's his opinion, but he just has to look at what's going on. It is just totally ridiculous to me. And as a black mother, I just think about, you know, he has young sons. I, too, have a son. And that, to me, I think about the fact that as he gets older, he's cute now, but one day he's going to be seen, you know, he's going to be deemed a threat. And those are the things that I worry about. Not worrying about the flag. I also had family in the military, but he just needs to understand what's going on in the world today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole. You be safe and you be well. Appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, you know, there's no issue. And this is the defense that I've seen written to me. Because everything that I've pretty much said, I have shared on Instagram, I've shared on YouTube, I've shared on Facebook, I shared on Twitter. And you can find me at JR Sports Brief. You know, the response that I've gotten is, and that's fine, I agree with Drew Brees. That's the, some of the response I've got. Some of the responses that I've seen is, it's his opinion. That's fine. That's right. He's fine to have an opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. Guess what? That's the great part about the country. But that doesn't mean what he said isn't ignorant. That doesn't mean what he said isn't disrespectful. And he can hold values. He can hold the flag up. He can put it on a pedestal. It's a symbol. But does the flag really represent what it's supposed to? For the citizens, with an S, not some citizens, not a few, not white citizens, but for everybody? Drew Brees is completely missing the point. I don't know if I'd feel the same way about what he said if he didn't say the message was disrespectful or the act of kneeling was disrespectful. Once he said that, it's like, whoa, you totally missed the mark. Completely. Everybody wants to be so quick to have an opinion. People are slow to listen. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Robert calling up from Colorado. Robert, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think you're way off base. The flag stands for truth, justice, equality. And we're pretty much an equal country here. And it is disrespectful to take a knee when the anthem is being played. This country is a great country. We tried our best. What do you think, JR?
Well, Robert, I told you what I think. Do me a favor, Robert. Can you please tell me where the equality is? Where is it? You can talk about what the flag is supposed to represent. You can talk about what the flag is supposed to stand for. But I don't know. I don't know how many images that you need to see of black folks dying at the hands of the police. I don't know how many opportunities that you need to see of issues of diversity. I mean, for a league like the NFL, let's stick to sports since that's what a lot of people like to say. The NFL has come out and said we need to do a better job when it comes down to equality. So you do me a favor. Have you seen what the cabinet looks like in the United States? Have you seen the powers that be? Have you seen what the power structure looks like? Have you heard of slavery? Do me a favor, Robert, and I'm asking you this with all due respect. Where is the equality that you just mentioned?
Well, I see it every day. Black folk and white folk are always getting together and talking. I see it on the buses. I see it out in the streets.
Oh, getting together, black and white folks, black and white folks getting to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're making it sound like America's back in the 1950s. We're not. We're way ahead of that, and we're doing quite well. I admire quite a few black people in this world, and a lot of black people admire quite a few white people in this world. I think it's
Robert,
Well,
Robert, I hate to tell you this, and this is not, I'm not expecting to change your mind. That's not my goal. What I'm telling you is that unfortunately, I believe you're ignorant to the issues that go on around. You know, talking to a black person or a black person talking to a white person doesn't solve systemic racism. It doesn't change bias when a black person goes for a home loan. It doesn't change bias when a black person goes ahead and has their name on a resume. It doesn't change bias when a police officer goes through a neighborhood and looks at an African American and says, oh, wow, that person is more of a threat. It doesn't change it when I walk into a supermarket or I walk into a CVS or a drugstore and I'm looked at as someone who needs to be followed around the store. So, Robert, I can understand if that's how you view things. And it may be a little too late from your perspective to step outside and understand what's really going on. But there's more to the world than what you see. And there is no equality. Mike, in Sacramento, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I'm following up that call. Are you serious right now? The world is literally burning around this gentleman. And he's telling me that there's equality in this world. Did he really just say that, sir? That's incredible. That's incredible. But what I was going to say is, I think everyone knows what the flag means. I don't think there's any there's any issue with that. But what the kneeling is about is what is the big issue. Now, in the game of football, when anyone gets injured, from Pop Warner all the way up, the first thing that everyone does is kneel. Now, America's back is literally broken right now. You know, when they bring out the stretcher and you got to get carted off almost, that's the point that it's at. And the simple gesture is to let everyone know that America is broken. I mean, how disrespectful is that?
Hey, Drew Brees and the gentleman who called up before you, they think different.
Once again, they're part of the problem. And anyone that tells me that, you know, my grandfather went to the military, this and that, I have family members that have been in the military. My brother was in the Navy. I have aunts, uncles that have been in the military. You have on there's lots of teams that people play the game for selfish reasons. You know, you may be fighting the war for selfish reasons. You may be fighting for the freedom of your family. But when it doesn't transfer, then it's broken. The system's broken. And if you can't see that, it's a shame, and you're the problem. And that's why and for anyone asking why people are out in the streets, that's the reason, because you can't see any other way. Right. We've been marching. we have people in politics that try to tell you in so many different forms and fashions, but until it affects you directly and you feel the pain that others feel, there will be no change.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you for calling up from Sacktown. You be well.
Yep, you do the same.
Thank you. Let's talk to Toby in Indianapolis. Toby, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I have a different take on this. I have more of a problem with Malcolm Jenkins' comments. All I've heard this week is we need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation. But as soon as someone comes out with a different opinion than what his was, he tells him to shut up. And that's not having a conversation. Part of having a conversation is being able to listen to someone's opinion that's different than yours. And I'm a little tired of the picking and choosing. Here in Indianapolis, about 3 weeks ago, we had a female African-American cop that was shot to death doing her job. I never heard Black Lives Matter once come out and speak to that. But yet, you know, there was another incident here in Indianapolis where an African-American male was shot after pointing a weapon at the police. They made a big deal about that, and when they rioted in our city, they was writing his name. The dude shot at the police. What did they expect to happen? I think everybody is entitled to their opinion. Whether we agree to it or not, that's part of the conversation. We shouldn't be shutting people down because we don't agree with their opinion. Thank you for taking my call, and have a wonderful evening, sir.
You as well. Thank you, Toby, for calling up from Indianapolis. Yeah, there's no dismissing. There's no dismissing folks who have been forced to be silent. Let's be clear on that note. African Americans in this country have not had that voice. African American voices here in the United States of America have been silenced. So when someone comes out and continues to say, well, why are you kneeling? It's disrespectful. You should get up. When someone comes and says, hey, you're an SOB for kneeling, you should get up. When someone is loud and makes a statement, you should be quiet. So there's not an even ground. You made a very good point, Toby, in saying, hey, you can't have it both ways. Well, which way do you want it? Neither. It doesn't work that way. And I can understand your sentiment of saying, well, Malcolm Jenkins told him to shut up. Malcolm Jenkins was well within his right to tell Drew Brees to shut up. Because Drew Brees and people who think like Drew Brees have had a seat at the table to say whatever they want for a long time. It's very clear. James from Mississippi, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I'm a lifelong Saints fan. I've been devoted from the bad years to now. But it really hurt me when he said that. Not that I had anything for him. He's a winning quarterback, true enough. Okay. But for him to say that it was disrespectful to kneel when Colin Kaepernick did this back in the day, he kneeled right alongside his teammate. So was he disrespecting his grandfather when he knelt? I'm trying to figure out what the difference is for him. And when I see him from now on, I'm going to look at him and say, hey, will the real Drew Brees step forward? Because like you just said to the other caller, you can't have it both ways.
All right. Well, thank you, James, for calling up from Mississippi. There's a lot of folks who feel that same way. I've seen a lot of the comments on social media. They're coming from Drew Brees' own locker room. They're coming from the community. I've seen people chanting derogatory things about Drew Brees. This is something that he's going to have to deal with. And he can sit on the sword and he can go to his grave feeling this way. I don't think anybody's asking him to change how he feels about the American flag or what it means to him and his family. I think what folks or what Drew Brees is missing is what that flag does not mean to a vast portion of the United States of America. And him being dismissive and willingly ignorant of it. I'm going to continue to take your calls. I see you, Roberto, Mike, Sal, Donovan, Mark, and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More conversation when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.